This is Book Public from Texas Public Radio. I'm Yvette Benavides. On this episode, giving thanks through poetry. Thanksgiving is a holiday that originated in the United States. We give thanks and acknowledge our blessings. We celebrate through sharing a meal that features the ingredients we associate with the autumn season. We celebrate loved ones, our blessings, life. It's also a moment during Native American Heritage Month to lift up Indigenous voices and reflect on this long tradition. We have time to convene and reflect on the past, even with loved ones and memories that can be difficult. But in reaching for gratitude and grace, the time can be joyful too. Prayers, grace, words of gratitude. Doesn't it seem like Thanksgiving is the perfect holiday for poetry? Let me share some favorites with you. Perhaps the World Ends Here by Joy Harjo. The world begins at a kitchen table. No matter what, we must eat to live. The gifts of earth are brought and prepared, set on the table. So it has been since creation, and it will go on. We chase chickens or dogs away from it. Babies teethe at the corners. They scrape their knees under it. It is here that children are given instructions on what it means to be human. We make men at it. We make women. At this table we gossip, recall enemies and the ghosts of lovers. Our dreams drink coffee with us as they put their arms around our children. They laugh with us at our poor falling down selves and as we put ourselves back together, once again, at the table. This table has been a house in the rain, an umbrella in the sun. Wars have begun and ended at this table. It is a place to hide in the shadow of terror, a place to celebrate the terrible victory. We have given birth on this table and have prepared our parents for burial here. At this table, we sing with joy, with sorrow. We pray of suffering and remorse. We give thanks. Perhaps the world will end at the kitchen table while we are laughing and crying, eating of the last sweet bite. What I like about this next poem is the way it features this idea of companionship between two people bereft of family members who used to celebrate together. Time moves on. People do too. Sometimes we look up and our traditions have changed by necessity. And somehow we are grateful for the new ways we celebrate just the same. This is Thanksgiving for Two by Marjorie Sizer. The adults we call our children will not be arriving with their children in tow for Thanksgiving. We must make our feast ourselves, slice our half ham, indulge, fill our plates, potatoes and green beans carried to our table near the window. We are the feast, plenty of years, arguments. I'm thinking the whole bundle of it rolls out like a white tablecloth. We want it to be good company for one another. Little did we know that first picnic how this would go. Your hair was thick, mine long and easy. We climbed a bluff to look over a storybook plain. We chose our spot as high as we could to see the river and the checkerboard fields. What we didn't see was this day in our pajamas if we want to, wrinkled hands strong, wine in juice glasses, toasting whatever's next. The decades of side by side, our great good luck. Thanksgiving is a time when some of us indulge in the things we try to avoid all year long, and we realize that these same ingredients have been in our lives a very long time and carry the weight of memories, complicated and cherished. This is Butter by Elizabeth Alexander. My mother loves butter more than I do, more than anyone. She pulls chunks off the stick and eats it plain, explaining cream spun around into butter. Growing up, we ate turkey cutlets sautéed in lemon and butter, butter and cheese on green noodles, butter melting in small pools in the hearts of Yorkshire puddings. Butter better than gravy staining white rice yellow. Butter glazing corn in slipping squares. Butter, the lava in white volcanoes of hominy grits. Butter, softening in a white bowl to be creamed with white sugar, butter disappearing into whipped potatoes with pineapple, butter melted and curdy to pour over pancakes, butter licked off the plate with warm Malaga syrup. When I picture the good old days, I am grinning greasy with my brother, having watched the tiger chase his tail and turn to butter. We are Mumbo and Jumbo's children, despite historical revision, despite our parents' efforts, glowing from the inside out, 100 megawatts of butter. Some of the ingredients we use are so mundane and so present, it would be easy to forget their story and be grateful for them. The Traveling Onion by Naomi Shihab Nye. The epigraph is, "It is believed that the onion originally came from India. In Egypt, it was an object of worship. Why? I haven't been able to find out. From Egypt, the onion entered Greece and onto Italy, thence into all of Europe." From the Better Living Cookbook. When I think how far the onion has traveled just to enter my stew today, I could kneel and praise all small forgotten miracles, crackly paper peeling on the drain board, pearly layers in smooth agreement, the way the knife enters onion and onion falls apart on the chopping block, a history revealed. And I would never scold the onion for causing tears. It is right that tears fall for something small and forgotten. How, at meal, we sit to eat, commenting on texture of meat or herbal aroma, but never on the translucence of onion, now limp, now divided, or its traditionally honorable career, for the sake of others, disappear. For a lot of us, the imprint of every Thanksgiving was established in our youth. Here's a poignant and lovely poem by Ted Kooser. Applesauce. I liked how the starry blue lid of that saucepan lifted and puffed, then settled back on a thin hot pad of steam, and the way her kitchen filled with the warm wet breath of apples, as if all the apples were talking at once, as if they'd come cold and sour from chores in the orchard and were trying to shoulder in close to the fire. She was too busy to put in her 2 cents worth talking to apples. Squeezing her dentures with wrinkly lips, she had to jingle and stack the bright brass coins of the lids and thoughtfully count out the red rubber rings, then hold each jar to see if it was clean, to a window that looked out through her backyard into Iowa. And with every third or fourth jar, she wiped steam from her glasses using the hem of her apron, printed with tiny red sailboats that dipped along with leaf-green banners snapping under puffs of pale applesauce clouds scented with cinnamon and cloves, the only boats under sail for at least 2,000 miles. I think about this next poem all year round, but it is apt and extra special for today. To all the listeners of Book Public over the last 5 years, thank you. Thank you for the time you've shared with me. I'm grateful for you. This is Thanks by W.S. Merwin. Listen, with the night falling, we are saying thank you. We are stopping on the bridges to bow from the railings. We are running out of the glass rooms with our mouths full of food to look at the sky and say thank you. We are standing by the water, thanking it, standing by the windows, looking out in our directions, back from a series of hospitals, back from a mugging. After funerals, we are saying thank you. After the news of the dead, whether or not we knew them, we are saying thank you. Over telephones, we are saying thank you. In doorways and in the backs of cars and in elevators, remembering wars and the police at the door and the beatings on stairs, we are saying thank you. In the banks, we are saying thank you. In the faces of the officials and the rich and of all who will never change, we go on saying thank you. thank you. With the animals dying around us, taking our feelings, we are saying thank you. With the forests falling faster than the minutes of our lives, we are saying thank you. With the words going out like cells of a brain, with the cities growing over us, we are saying thank you faster and faster. With nobody listening, we are saying thank you. Thank you, we are saying and waving, dark though it is. You can read more about the poems and the collections where you can locate them at our website at tpr.org. Just look for Book Public under the Programs and Podcasts tab. This has been Book Public from Texas Public Radio. Jacob Rosati composed our theme music. Dan Katz is Texas Public Radio's news director. I'm Yvette Benavides.